Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to learn about a brand new word family. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find a pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. I'll write mine. And then go ahead and put your pencil down because, you know it, we are going to color first. At the top of your picture, at the top of your page, you're going to see a picture. And I am going to sound out a word, and I want to see if you can find it in our picture. It's going to have our word family and our short vowel sound. Ready? T, ah, p, t, ah, p, top. Do you see the spinning top? It's lying in the grass. Do you see it? Let's color that two colors. Let's do purple and green. Two colors, any way you want to do it. I'm going to do a pattern, but you can do however you want. Purple and green. Go. Boys and girls, top belongs in our word family for the whole day. We're going to have t-op. Op is our word family. T-op. If we take the beginning sound away, take t off, we get op. The middle sound is ah, ah, ah. That's what short O says. Ah, ah, ah. Short O says ah, ah, ah. And then because we have our ending sound p, we have op. We're going to work in the op word family today. They all of our words today are going to have short O, ah, and they're going to belong in the op word family. All right, I'm almost done with my top. That must mean you are too, but I'm coloring neatly. So take about two more seconds. Two, one. Let's try another one. Ready? H-op, h-op, hop. Do you see the rabbit that is looks like it's already hopping over the top. Do you see it? It goes hop, 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 hop. Yep. Color, and it's a smaller rabbit. Do you see it? It's got the hopping motion behind his feet. He's above the top. Do you see him? Let's color him gray. I'm going to use my pencil to make a nice gray color, but if you have a gray color or you want to use your black crayon, that's fine too. So let's talk about the word hop. Ah. Does it have our short O sound? Does it say ah, 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 ah? Yes, it does. And our last sound is p, op. It belongs in our op word family, just like top. Hop and top rhyme. When they belong in the same word family, they rhyme. He will hop over the top. He will hop and hop over the top. And no one will stop him now. Hey, stop belongs in the word family. Stop. It's got our short O, and it ends with our p, p, p. Got our same word chunk. I'm almost done with my gray rabbit that is going to hop over the top. Take about three more seconds for your gray rabbit. Three, two, one. It looks like the rabbit behind the top is going to hop next. Let's color that rabbit. Let's do pink. Why not? Let's do pink. So this rabbit might hop over the top next. So if we were to take the word hop, which has our ah, and our op word family, and we took away the sound in the beginning and changed it to b, 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 what word would we have instead of hop? Change the h in hop to b, bop. Don't bop your friend on the head. No, no. Do you know the song Little Bunny Foo Foo, hopping through the forest? Do you know that one? Scooping up the field mice and bop, Bopping'em on the head. Bop belongs in our word family today, and it has our short So hop and top rhyme, and they belong in the same family. Take two more seconds for your pink rabbit. Two. One. Try this one for me. K-op. It's in your picture. K-op. Yes, do you see the cup? Sometimes people shorten the word. Well, they don't shorten the words. It's like a nickname for police officers. They can say, I want to be a police cop. Or do you see that police cop? For a man or a woman. In our picture, we have a man cop. It doesn't matter. I want you to color our cop's hat blue. Any kind of blue will work. You can go around the badge on the hat if you want to. But this is our cop. Let's sound out cop again. Ready? K-op. Did you hear our short O sound? Ah in the middle. K-ah. Yep, there it is. And it ends with P. So it belongs in our op word family. Cop belongs in our word family. Cop rhymes with hop. Rhymes with top, rhymes with stop. Let's color the badge on the hat yellow. If the cop will stop the top from spinning. Those rhyme. Cop will stop the top from spinning. Let's color the badge on the cop's shirt yellow while we have our yellow crayon. And then let's color his tie yellow too. Might as well. Let's just color his tie yellow too. Now, let's color the everything else that he's wearing besides his badge and his tie. Color everything else blue. Most cops wear blue. Think almost all, but I don't want to say that just in case I'm wrong. Okay, let's take the K in cop and change it to What would we have if we took the K out of cop and changed it to Mop. Exactly. It's in our word family, has our short O sound, and it has our op at the end. Mop. I do not like to mop. No, thank you. Mop. Maybe the cop will mop for me. Maybe the cop can stop the top from spinning. That rhymed really well. When you have the same words in a word family, they'll rhyme. All right, I am finished coloring his shirt and his pants. Let's color his shoes brown. Let's change the in mop to something else. This is going to be a nonsense word. It's not going to make sense, so get ready. But change the in mop to gop. I don't know what it is, but does it belong in our family? Yes, sirree, Bob. And does it have our short O sound? It sure does. Okay, here we go. Do you see the balloons in our picture? Do you see the balloons? Yep. What would happen if we put a pin in one of them? Yep, they would pop. Okay, do you see the balloon that the cop is holding on to? Let's color that balloon red. Color that balloon red. Pop is a word in our op word family. P-op. Pop. It has our our short O sound, and it belongs in our op word family. So we have a red balloon that the cop is holding on to. The cop will not pop the balloon. He will stop the top from spinning. Okay, put down your red crayon in two, one. Now, on your red balloon, will you take a purple crayon and draw some stripes for me? This is the listen part. You have a red balloon that the cop is holding onto, and it will not pop. So color some purple stripes. Draw some purple stripes on your red balloon. However you want to do it. They can go in different directions, but I want to see some stripes on your red balloon. All right. Put down your purple crayon. Do you see the balloon that got away? I hope it doesn't pop. I hope it doesn't pop. Let's color that balloon orange. The one that got away. Color that balloon orange. Let's take the p in pop and change it to f. Instead of pop, change it to f. Fop. I don't know what a fop is. It's a nonsense word. It's a silly word. But it rhymes and it belongs in our op word family. Two more seconds. Two. One, put down your orange crayon. And now let's pick up our green crayon and draw polka dots on our orange balloon. Use your green crayon to draw polka dots on our orange balloon. Draw right on top of the orange. It's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be cute. So I'm just drawing green circles all over my orange balloon. However you want it to look. Green circles on your orange balloon. We're doing polka dots on our orange balloon. Go all over it. Go all over it. Okay, so we have pop. These balloons will not pop. All right, and put down your crayons in two, one. All right, we're going to pick up our pencil and go down to number one because we are going to do some writing and some circling. Let's look at number one. If you look across the row, you're going to see some pictures. I'm going to name those pictures for you, and I want you to circle it if it belongs in our op word family. So look at number one. And look at the first picture on number one. It's a cup. Let's sound out cup. C-U-P, cup. Does that have our short O? No. Leave that one alone. Scoot over. I see a mop. Let's sound out mop. M-O-P, mop. Does that belong in our? Yes, it sure does. It has our op sound. Circle the mop for me. Scoot over. It's a zipper. Let's sound out zip. Z-I-P. Zip. Does that belong in our op word? No, sure doesn't. Leave it alone. Oh, look, yummy. Popcorn. Let's sound out pop. P-A-P. Pop. Yes, we know that belongs because we used it when we said we don't want the balloons to pop. So we know that belongs. All right, next picture is a van. Let's sound out van. Van. Does that belong in our op? No, it doesn't even have a short O sound, does it? All right, what about the last one? It looks like hopscotch. Let's sound out hop. H-op. Hop. Yes, it's like what the rabbits are doing, except it's a person playing hopscotch. So let's look back. You should have put a circle around the mop, the popcorn popping, and the hopscotch. Good. All right, let's scoot down to number two. Let's sound this word out. C-O-P, cop. What two letters are circled? O and P. That's our op word family. Will you trace that circle for me? Scoot over. I put the C on the paper for you. Now let's write our op word family. Write O-P. So I wrote C, you write O-P. I gave you that black C that says cop. Now scoot over. Let's write the word cop by ourselves. Ready? C-O-P. Cop. You should have C-O-P. Let's try number three. Let's sound it out. H-O-P. Hop. What two letters are circled? O-P. What word family is that? You got it. Up. Scoot over. I wrote the letter H for you. You're going to write our word family O right next to your H and P. Hop. Scoot over. Let's write hop on our own. H-H-O-P. So you should have H-O-P. Scoot down to number four. What is that a picture of? A mop. Please come mop my floors. Ready? Let's sound it out. Mop. Let's check it. You should have MOP. Will you circle the OP in mop? Circle the OP. That's our word family. Scoot over. Look, that arrow is pointing to the top of the mountain. Let's sound out top. T, t, t. Ah. P, p, p. Top. Check it. You should have T, O, P. Let's circle the O, P since that's our word family. Boys and girls, you did it. We are now OP family experts. You rock. I rule. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.